北京外国语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audiovisual Publishing House, Beijing Foreign Studies University.
轻松英语名作欣赏，歌剧院的幽灵。
The Phantom of the Opera. 1. The Opera Ghost. 1. Sorelli, one of the most important dancers at the opera, sat in her dressing room. She was getting ready for the gala performance for the two retiring managers of the opera. She was enjoying the piece in quiet, but was suddenly interrupted when a group of young girls came running into her room. The girls were talking excitedly. The ghost! We've seen him! One of them cried out, We've seen the ghost! Sorelli was very superstitious. She was easily frightened by stories of the ghost, but she tried to be brave.That's ridiculous, she told the girls. You are just being foolish. No, no, it's true. We really all saw him, the girls cried out. The chorus girls all claimed to have seen him. In fact, whenever anything unfortunate happened in the building, the girls always said it was the ghost.For a while, many didn't believe the girls. Some thought it was just their crazy imaginations. However, this changed when Joseph Bouquet, one of the scene shifters, said, I saw the most terrible thing in the corridor. It was a figure wearing a dress suit. At first, I thought he was from the audience. Then I looked at him more closely. It had no face. It was a skull. The skin was yellow.The eyes were black holes, and the whole figure was terribly thin. Joseph was a very reliable man, so no one doubted him. Soon, everyone at the opera began to see strange things. One of the firemen, Pampin, said, I went down into the cellars yesterday morning. When I was down there, I saw the most horrifying thing. I saw a head of fire coming toward me. It was so clear.I remember it very distinctly. It had a head of fire, but the head had no body at all. In Sorelli's dressing room, the girls continued their story. We really saw him, one of the girls insisted. It was the ghost. Sorelli's dressing room became deathly quiet. All that could be heard was the breathing of the frightened girls.One of the girls put her ear to the wall to try to hear any noise from outside. Her face turned white. Listen, she whispered in a terrified voice. There was a rustling sound outside the door. Then suddenly, it stopped. Sorelli slowly walked to the door and called out, Who? Who is there? There was no answer. Is there anyone at my door?There is, said Meg, one of the girls. We all heard the noise. But don't open the door. He can come in if you open the door. Sorelli did not listen to her. Sorelli always kept a knife with her, and she now took this out from her ankle sheath. She held it in one hand while she cautiously opened the door.All of the chorus girls had gathered into a corner of the room. Sorelli looked in the corridor, but she saw nothing. There is nothing there, she told the girls. Sorelli, trying to be brave, said, Calm down, girls. No one has seen a ghost. But we did see him. And Gabriel saw him too, another girl added. Gabriel, the chorus master? Asked Sorelli. What did he say? He was in the stage manager's office when that strange Persian man, you know the one, came into the room. Yes, said Sorelli. I know the Persian. Everyone at the opera house knew the Persian. The girls were afraid of him. So what happened? Sorelli asked. As soon as he saw the Persian, Gabriel became crazy, and he rushed out of the office. Unfortunately, he slipped in the stairwell and fell all the way down the stairs. Mother and I found him at the bottom of the stairs. He was covered with blood and bruises. He finally told us why he was so frightened. You see, he had looked over the Persian's shoulder, and he saw the ghost standing behind him. Gabriel was terrified. What did the ghost look like? Sorelli wanted to know. He was wearing a dress suit, just like Joseph Bouquet described him. And his head was like a skull, the girl said. My mother says Joseph Bouquet shouldn't talk so much, Meg said quietly. Meg's mother, Madame Gurry, also worked at the opera as a boxkeeper. What did your mother tell you? The girls asked Meg. She said the ghost didn't like people talking about him, Meg replied slowly. It's because of Box 5. Mom's in charge of Box 5, you see. Box 5 is the ghost box, she told them. That's where he goes during performances. No one else can go there. Has your mother seen him then? The girls asked. No, Meg explained. You can't see him. All that talk about his dress suit and the skeleton and the head of fire is all just nonsense. Mother's never seen him. She just hears him when he's in the box. She also gives him his program. The girls looked at each other. They could not make sense of Meg's story at all. Suddenly, the dressing room door opened, and a woman came rushing in. Her eyes were wide open and full of terror. Joseph Bouquet, she gasped. He's dead. Someone found his body in the cellar. He was hanged. The room was full of shocked faces. The ghost did it, Meg blurted out. She then quickly covered her mouth, trying to take back her words. She feared the ghost might hurt her too. I didn't say that, she said. I didn't say anything at all. But other people agreed with her. Yes, it must have been the ghost. Later, there was an investigation. However, it was decided that it was natural suicide. Then the strangest thing happened. The rope by which Joseph was hanged suddenly disappeared. The manager said, "Somebody must have taken it for a souvenir. We will find out what happened to it eventually."